from the Christian scriptures, from Matthew's gospel. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And from John's gospel, Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so ought you also to love each other." So I need to ask Rabbi Berman and Dr. Esmal to cover your ears, because I have something very private to say today to this congregation, and that is this: religion is a lot like sex. If you get it wrong, it can go very, very bad. It can be dangerous, crude, cruel, and brutish. Religion is a lot like sex. When you get it right, it is beautiful, tender, intimate, life-giving, and life-begetting. Religion is a lot like sex. There are endless variations. Religion is a lot like sex. The majority of the human race does it, while a minority of the human race thinks it's icky. Religion is a lot like sex. It comes naturally to most of us, the impulse to reach out toward God, to reach outward and inward toward the mysterium tremendum that beats at the heart of the universe, is instinctive, innate. Religion is a lot like sex. It requires of us deep vulnerability. Religion undresses us. Religion is a lot like sex. There is an essential shyness and intimacy and modesty about it, which is why there is something off-putting, something distastefully exhibitionist about televangelists, with their lack of inhibition, their display of tears, their undressing of their own souls in public. Religion is a lot like sex. We are at least a little curious as to how others do it. Religion is a lot like sex. Good religion, like good sex, is not an end in itself, ever, but a means to mutuality, tenderness, self-awareness, generativity, delight, communion, nirvana. And the church said,